Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, and you tuned in like all your friends because there's so much to real estate that nobody knows if your experience is limited to HGTV or your friends on Facebook. So today I'm bringing to y'all an amazing realtor from the beautiful and resorty state of Hawaii, Dawn Kaiano. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Lee. How are you? Aloha from Hawaii, Honolulu.
Yes, thank you for joining us. And I'd love for you to tell all of our listeners which island you're on, how long you've been in real estate, all that fun stuff. And also, you know, they're all jealous that you're in Hawaii. You already get that part. So give them a little bit of background on Dawn.
Well, I'm here in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's the island of Oahu. Been here for about 8 years, and I've been on Oahu all my life. We are just having nice weather. It's been a little interesting because the volcano erupted on the Big Island recently. So we have had a lot of, I guess, uproar with people concerned about what's going on the Big Island. So it's been interesting right now.
So are you super rare being a native of Oahu in real estate?
I wouldn't say rare. There are, you know, quite a few realtors on Oahu that have been born and raised here doing real estate. But it really does help as far as getting familiar with the island and the islands because they are very different.
So if you've listened to any of the podcast episodes, you already know I only have two ground rules. And the first one is if there's a guilty person in the story that you tell, don't name their real name. And I, of course, am known for not minding salty language, but I don't like the big uglies like the F-bomb, GD, or see you next Tuesday. So with that being said, that's my only rules. And I'd love for you to share, in your 8 years of real estate, the crazy that you've encountered.
Well, this story is, I wouldn't say a little bit of crazy, but more of a heartfelt story. So I actually have been pushing my social media aspect because I know that with internet and just people trying to get on tune with property that's available, they've been using social media platforms. So I've been pushing my Facebook and my Instagram posts. And I've had a friend, actually a cousin of a friend, who reached out to me on Facebook. And I met her maybe about, gosh, maybe 10 years ago, just briefly through a friend. And, you know, we had connected and just socially hi when we see each other. And she reached out maybe ending of last year on Facebook through a message, which I don't check that often. I definitely should check more often and make sure I'm up to par on that. She reached out to me and she sees that I post some real estate stories and properties. And she said, hi, Dawn, I'm just checking in to see if you'd be interested in helping me. I responded back and I said, absolutely. What are you trying to do? And she goes, well, it's an interesting story. So we had connected and spoken over the phone. She said she was trying to find a property for her father, who I think he's about, must be close to late 60s, never owned a property in his life. And he was renting a studio on the windward side of the island. And he recently got notice that his landlord was thinking about selling the property. So she kind of just had a vision of the future that, you know, if dad doesn't have a place to stay, he can't live with me because I live in a studio. So she took it into her own hands, and she's actually, you know, been really, really diligent about working and saving up funds. So she paid off her studio, and she decided that she wanted to use the equity from that studio as a down payment for her father. This is all a surprise. Dad had no idea. When she told me, I started tearing up, and I thought, who does this? And she's probably in her early 30s. I mean, this is a real young gal, very savvy, only child. And for her to, you know, just think of this and research on her own before she approached me is just amazing. So we connected and we toured some properties, looked through different places. Because he's older, she didn't want something with stairs. So she wanted something either on a ground floor or with, you know, a ramp going up. So we took some time, and keep in mind that she is using financing. Cash is king here, of course, in Hawaii as well, probably up there. So when you're going against offers that are cash, it is competitive. So we actually went out to look at a ground floor unit, 2-bedroom, 2-bath with 2 parking. And we went out, toured a few, and she just fell in love with this because it was literally maybe, I would say, 5 minutes across from where her dad works at the district park. So we went over and she said, I love it. I want it. And I said, okay. And so I called the agent. I said, okay, we just want to make sure we're the first group that got in. She goes, well, there was a couple that came in before you. So I said, oh, okay, well, we'll get our offer in quickly. So we did. And I included a cover letter. She also included a fabulous cover letter, you know, explaining her story. And we submitted our offer. And when we got a response, the agent said, well, you know, I just want to let you know that we did receive another offer. And I said, oh, okay. And she goes, and it's a cash offer. So I informed my client and she was just heartbroken because she just assumed that, of course, the cash offer would go through over hers because she's using financing. And before this, keep in mind, when we toured this complex, all the sales in the past 6 months were cash purchases. So for her, she was, I guess, just very wary about that going up against cash purchases. So we wrote the letter. We had, I think, 48 hours response time. And when the agent responded, she said, Dawn, I have amazing news. And I said, what is it? And she said, well, my client fell in love with your story and your client, and she just, they want to give you an opportunity. So,
yay! Oh,
I know. Yes. So I was, of course, again, tearing up saying, thank you. You have no idea how much this means to us. And once I called her, she was just overjoyed and just, you know, so surprised. And she just thought, oh no, I'm not going to get it. We're going to have to compete against more offers. So it all worked out. And she wanted to keep it a surprise from dad. But with dad being the owner occupant there and living there, she did have to tell him. So we planned it, and I had went up to the unit before she came in and had a video on my phone. And she said, okay, I'm going to just tell my dad we're going to go help, you know, a friend of a friend move some furniture. And her dad here, he is, keep in mind, like Mr. Aloha. So he, you know, doesn't ask any questions. Sure, let's go help your friend. So adorable. So it was actually during the inspection period we went in, and she brought him up into the unit, and I said, hi, uncle. You know, first, I think it was the first time I met him. We call each other uncle and auntie, right? Our elders. And I say, hi, uncle, I'm Dawn. You know, welcome, welcome. And he said, oh, what are we doing? You're going to move. I'm going to help you move something. And I said, sure. Yes. If you could help me move this, you know, furniture, keep in mind the whole apartment is empty. So he thinks they're really moving. And he walks in and says, oh, okay, well, who lives here? My client brings him in to the unit and shows him the letter that she wrote. Dad, I want you to read this letter. And so he reads it slowly, reads it out loud. And he says, who's buying this unit? You are? Who's going to live here? Me? And he just started, you know, tearing up, kid in a candy store, couldn't believe it. And just, I love you so much. You're amazing. So blessed to have you in my life. And it was just, it was such a special moment. I've never experienced anything like that in my life. But he was just a kid in a candy store, touching all the walls, the kitchen, the bathroom, just walking through and just amazed. And it was just such a great experience. I get teared up just thinking about it. And he was just so grateful. And my client was just, it was a love fest, hugging and crying. And
well, it's such a goosebump story, because not only do, you know, we have the opportunity to be a part of real estate stories. I mean, this one, there's so much to unpack. I mean, he's never been a homeowner. And then he's got this daughter who's so fiscally responsible that in her 30s, her place is paid off. So rock on, sister. That's
amazing.
And then she's more concerned about her dad than she is about anything else. It's like the perfect story for how people should behave.
Exactly. Who does that?
And then we got to give some props to the seller and to the seller's agent for taking the time to consider the impact of the situation. I mean, it's not just that it's tricky to write an offer that's got financing when you're in a cash market, but they took that leap of faith because they believed in the story. I mean, talk about the good crazy of real estate.
Exactly. The very good crazy. I mean, it's so heartfelt, and to just know that there's people in, you know, the community and the world, real estate world, that they want to help each other out. So it's not just about money, top dollar. It's about stories and families and making it a home. That to me is just so important. And this story will always be in my heart, and I'm going to share this with people. It just pulls at your heartstrings, and it just makes this job so rewarding even more. And every day is, something different, and this was just a blessing to be part of. So I'm so lucky. One of the many, many reasons I love my job.
Well, especially when you run into the jerks of the world, because they're out there. When you have a story like this, it just reminds you that the good people are still there.
They are.
They might actually outnumber the bad people if we just look for them. Because so cool.
And she's so young. I mean, to be that savvy in your early 30s and think about her parents and want to give back to them, it's just, hopefully people will listen to this and just be inspired by her story.
Right. And even if your parents own a property and you're listening to this, you could go buy something for somebody else. I mean, even if you buy an investment property and you rent it out to really great people who can't purchase yet. I mean, people who become investors don't all want to be the typical slumlord you see on the media portrayal of investors. A lot of them buy property so they can create great situations for people who rent.
Exactly. Well, we haven't closed yet. We were actually scheduled to close, ironically, today. We were supposed to close this morning. We had a little extension, but we're closing this week Friday. So we will get the keys, and they are so excited to move in.
Well, that's going to be a celebration for sure. And how lucky for you that you get to be a part of that story.
So amazing. So blessed. Yes.
If anybody's looking for a realtor on Oahu who is glad to be a part of all kinds of stories, how can they reach you, Dawn?
Well, they can reach me, Dawn Cayano. My contact cell number is 808-389-4662. They can send me a text or give me a call, or they can check out my website. It's my name, first and last name, Dawn, DawnKayano.com. And I'm happy to help anyone that needs any real estate needs.
And I know that y'all are all getting a Kleenex right now because you totally got teary-eyed listening to that story. But never fear, because all of Dawn's contact information is in the show notes for this episode. And I will throw a pro tip out there for Facebook, y'all. If you have a Facebook account, click on that messages icon. Click on the little button that says filtered messages or message request. And go check it out, because if Facebook is sending really great people to their filter, you might miss out on a story like this. So everybody go check your Facebook messages. And Dawn, thank you for sharing a happy with us, because we all need them.
Thank you so much for having me, Lee. I really appreciate it. I just want to share this story, and hopefully it inspires other people.
So if you're listening to this and you want to top Dawn because you've got something that's so crazy amazing, or it's crazy wild, whatever story you have about real estate, give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the other social networks, frankly, to be featured in a future episode of the podcast. And always subscribe for more, because frankly, we all need a little bit of this kind of love in our lives. Dawn, thanks for coming on the show, and I'll see you around.
Have a great day.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.